Hello and welcome, my dear boys and girls, to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are in the middle of the adventures of Draco the Friendly Dragon, Ayan the Dragon Rider, Alina the Flame Keeper, Samir their friend and a gifted historian and chemist, and their learned Uncle Kabir. In the last episode, there were certain truths and secrets that were revealed about Alina being a flame keeper and what it meant. There is a chance that even Adar the Horrible was a flame keeper, but they were not sure about it. If you have forgotten what a flame keeper means, please take a few minutes and listen to the previous episode where Uncle Kabir explains the whole concept. Let's move on now with today's adventure. Ayan was the first to recover after listening to Uncle Kabir's long explanation. He asked how their uncle was so sure that Alina was a flame keeper. In response, their uncle smiled and nodded towards Draco. Draco told Ayan through his thoughts that he had indeed felt the magical abilities of the young girl upon first meeting her. He also said that apart from Ayan, Alina was the only one with whom Draco could communicate using his thoughts. Ayan looked at Alina and the young girl solemnly nodded her head. She had clearly understood what Draco had said, even though he had not made a single sound or gesture. Ayan didn't know whether to celebrate or to be worried. On one hand, she was his little sister and he was very protective towards her. But on the other hand, she was proving to be this extremely powerful sorceress whose powers had just multiplied by a huge factor. Alina decided to test the theory and nodded towards Draco. The dragon nodded back and the young girl suddenly swished her wrist, producing a superheated column of fire from her bare hands. Alina directed the fire towards a large boulder that lay at the edge of their camp and it immediately exploded to bits. The rest of the group stared at the shattered rock pieces and looked back at Alina. There was a small blue flame coming out of her mouth. As she calmed down after the spell, the blue flame went out. There was no doubt about it. Alina was definitely a flame keeper. Uncle Kabir said that she would have to continuously work on her skills and on her bonding with Draco so that she could become even more skilled at her spells. She had yet to learn some of the more complex spells and Draco's powers would help her master them faster. The small group realized that they had accomplished almost everything they had set out to do when they had left the castle for the trek in the forest. It was now time to get back home and resume their studies and practice. After all, they knew for sure now that Adar the Horrible would be back sooner rather than later, and this time they did not want to be taken by surprise. Ayan climbed onto Draco's back and lifted off to go back to the valley where Draco had been sleeping for the past few thousand years. Tolly was still there and they had to bring him back to be a part of their plan. In the meantime, Alina magically transported Uncle Kabir and Samir back to the castle, meaning to wait for Ayan, Draco and Tolly to arrive. Draco flew down to the magic draga tree and found Tolly patiently waiting for him. The wise tortoise had picked up the poisonous claw that had lodged in Draco's chest and had wrapped it in many layers of leaves so that it did not accidentally cut or poke anyone. Draco and Ayan thanked the spirit of the magic draga tree profusely and bade it goodbye. The spirit waved back at them cheerfully, glad that it had served its purpose by keeping Draco and Tolly safe for all these years, as well as healing young Ayan from the injuries he had suffered. Draco, Tolly and Ayan flew back towards the castle with Ayan navigating and showing the way to Draco. Uncle Kabir and the others must have already reached by now, and Ayan was looking forward to a delicious hot meal prepared by the enchanted house. It had been many days since they had been on the trek through the forest on their mission to find Draco and had had delicious food. But as the three of them neared the castle, they could immediately tell that something was wrong. One of the towers on the east side had been burnt down till only ashes remained, while the beautiful garden around the castle had been trampled and ruined badly, as if a horde of angry wild elephants had run over it. While the main door of the castle was still shut tightly and protected with magical enchantments, there were a few windows in the east wall that had been smashed, their protective spells and charms clearly broken. Whoever had ruined the place had to be a very powerful magician. Ayan found Uncle Kabir, Alina and Samir in the castle grounds, clearly upset but trying to hunt for clues about who had committed this horrible crime. After several minutes of scouting and scanning, Alina let out a shout. She had found something. As the others gathered around her, she held up a few shiny red scales in her hand. Everyone knew what this meant. They had suspected it, but now they knew for sure. It was Fireball. But this was clearly the work of more than Fireball alone. They all suspected that Fireball must have been accompanied by Adar the Horrible and perhaps someone else as well. The question that remained was, had Adar also managed to become a flame keeper? Uncle Kabir saw that the children all looked sad and dejected. He tried to cheer them up and distributed work among all of them. Thanks to their magical abilities and with Draco's help, between them all, they were able to rebuild and repair the damaged parts of the castle in a few hours. The small group was finally able to enter the castle in peace. Uncle Kabir put up even stronger enchantments in place again, hoping to keep Adar away the next time. Alina helped him because with her newly enhanced powers, her charms and spells were stronger than Uncle Kabir's. She quickly learnt many new protective and enchantment spells thanks to Draco's powers to help guide her. As the small group sat down for a very late dinner, Uncle Kabir noticed a note that had been left on their dining table. Puzzled, he opened it and stiffened immediately. Gathering everyone around him, he informed everybody about the note and said that it had been left by Adar. It simply said, "Welcome Dragon Rider, welcome Flame Keeper. If you value your life and the lives of your ragtag army, go away and never come back. I will only warn you once." The note was signed, "Adar the Horrible Flame Keeper." So, Adar had managed to bond with Fireball as well. This was not good. It meant that Adar's powers would also be magnified thanks to Fireball's magical abilities. Suddenly, everyone seemed to have lost their appetites and dinner ended quickly. Draco and Ayan discussed their next steps and Draco suggested visiting the Cave of Learning to consult with Master Gardok. Ayan agreed and they decided to set off early the next morning. And so, we leave the small group, Draco's new army, sleeping together tonight. Let's see what lies in store for them the next time in the next episode of this adventure on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, practice your spells, eat well to build up your strength, and bye-bye.